Okay.
Thank you. See you guys.
Thank you. Good luck.
For what? Uh-oh.
Is that
not the city one?
Oh, sure, that's tomorrow.
Oh, we're going to be early
late if it's today.
Thank you. You leaving?
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank
you,
guys. Thank you.
See you, Caleb.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys.
Appreciate it, Josh.
Okay, Ashley, let's wait until our guests come back.
Is anybody coming back? Oh. There you go. There we go. There we go.
Thank you for your patience. Bill, I want to sit over there. Might be more comfortable.
Okay.
Thank you for your perseverance and patience. That went a little longer than we expected. We are back in session. Okay,
no decisions.
No decisions were made. Okay, discussion items number 8, 10 Mile Urban Renewal.
The only update I have at this point, Mr. Chairman, Todd and I are going.
What about item 7?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was a table to table.
That was
initially.
We need to do that for him.
It was part of the motion. Yes. So with 10 Mile, first of all, Council Lakey and I are meeting with Brighton Corporation next week to talk about the owner participation agreement modification. And secondly, Commissioner DeWeerd brought up the concern about the transportation of 10 Mile and AmeriBen employees trying to exit onto 10 Mile. It's our understanding from a communication from Brighton Corporation that there will be a signal in place probably in about 4 months.
And another thing, we just approved 2 beautiful apartment buildings.
That's part of our conversation next week.
Mm-hmm. Last night, absolutely fantastic. It's ideal for Bay City and those people. We talked to a bunch of their employees when they had the topping off, and they all would love to live right there by work. So, and these are beautiful people. They're four stories.
They condos?
Rec center, pool, and they're just beautiful. They're going to fit right in with the commercial.
I haven't been out there recently. Is the roundabout in?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
I'll have to drive out there and see.
It's going Huckleby Buck out there. And,
Primary Health is are they? They're already building out there too right now, aren't they?
Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else,
Ashley? No, sir. Thank you.
And by the way, for the last visitor public who came in, thank you for your patience. Property committee update, Dave had to leave. Ashley, you're going to give the update.
Sure. So, one of the items that we spoke about is what we went to executive session on, so can't really elaborate on that. But the big topic that I can speak about was the facade improvement grant application from the Frontier Bar that we received. Unfortunately, due to a number of reasons, it did not meet the minimum criteria for approval. So we sent a very detailed list of reasons why and encouraged Ryan to apply again. It remains to be seen if he will. But we were really appreciative of some of the improvements that they're trying to make. It just did not meet the public purpose criteria. We just could not make that finding, unfortunately. And any property committee members who were present are happy to jump in and elaborate further.
That just a technical thing with that, see heads nodding, and usually you go through the committee process and take their recommendation. You have the ability, if you want to, as a board, to say, no, we want the application, we want to approve it. But the committee did their scoring and said, not sufficient public benefit. Here's what you should do to get that. So
I think the hunch is he'll reapply, because there's just some simple things that rule him out. Like, for example, some of the work that he was applying for was already done, which we flat out aren't allowed to reimburse for. Right?
Correct.
So I think progress a little bit.
And there was confusion between the narrative and the plans. They contradicted one another. So there was just a lot of uncertainty. So we're very hopeful that he will apply again. I think it's going to be a great addition to downtown, and the improvements that he's made, will be making. And, you know, it's in a phase standpoint, too. There's future improvements, especially to the front exterior that he would like to make.
It's definitely a work in progress.
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Anything else? Okay, downtown park, and Keith, would you like to?
Sure, you bet. We got an update on Pine, and it looks like it's going pretty good, we hope. They haven't got the bids, and the bids go out in
November 29th.
November 29th. They're bidding it at the right time. They still are planning on being done next fall. Costs of state, even in fact,
we're about $1,500 underneath the cost estimate that we had planned.
We're a little under.
Wow.
And then VRT, David come and reported on the harvest bands, and that has went
crazy
above and beyond any expectations. I'm telling you, it is.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that we can see within the next year or two of adding another van, which is about $150,000 between BRT and the city. It's well spent. I mean, these vans are help people that need the help. And I can't say enough about Harvest Church, the way they handle it, and BRT. It's just working out fantastic.
Good.
It's one of a It's a real good program that I'm thankful the city's in. The code enforcement, Tom couldn't make it, so we didn't get a report on that. Union Pacific Railroad, we just had some ongoing discussion with Ashley, and I think she had something set up or something. So
we're meeting tomorrow.
Meeting tomorrow, which is fantastic. Hope she gets something accomplished. And our sidewalk update is going along, submitted.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be seeing them getting done. Anyway, it was a very good meeting.
Any questions for Keith or any comments?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, on the last page of your packet are the upcoming committee meetings, including Trunk or Treat as well, tomorrow night. One of the things I just wanted to make mention for you all's calendars for the month of November and December is that we will only have one board meeting due to the holidays each month. So it will be the first meeting in November and the first meeting in December. Give everybody that heads up for newer board members.
Are there any objections? Okay.
No, might need to let Josh in there know too.
Mm-hmm.
We want to come back and report.
Nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Ashley?
The only thing I have to report is we received a letter from FEMA that basically seems to concur. The language is a little squishy, but seems to generally. Technical term there, legal term. Yes, but basically concurs the verbal discussion. Our engineer was going to place a phone call into FEMA today, but it seems to appear that they're going to accept our CFS recommendation of 80. So my big question to him is, what does that mean next in terms of trying to figure out what that looks like in terms of mapping? What is our time frame for creating that map? Is it possible for us to get the modeling data to be able to do our own mapping, to be able to see what improvements that would necessitate so that we can start doing some cost estimating? So those things are still up in the air, but so far, so good. So just think really good thoughts, guys.
Boy, you get them and UP, you've gotten 1,000.
Any questions? in terms of my report, I really don't have much of a report except an announcement. You may have received in the mail something from our former tenant, the Treasure Valley Children's Theater. They are starting a major building campaign. They have, I guess, I don't know in what way, but access to property behind Kohl's, mm-hmm. over on Ustick and Eagle. And someone, I think, donated that land to them. And they're starting a $5 million campaign. And, you know, we've had some real success stories downtown. It was mentioned earlier about T-Sheets starting in one of our incubator slots over on Idaho Avenue 6 years ago, and now they have a four-story building over on Eagle Road.
And a billion-dollar valuation.
And $1 billion valuation.
Wow.
Which is pretty good for a little startup from Meridian. And the same thing with the Treasure Valley Children's Theater. When Autumn started this project, which it was at the time, she had 30 students, and we started leasing them the bank building when we no longer had the incubator there, and did it as a really as a community enhancement project. And now she has literally hundreds of students doing programs all over the valley. And starting this campaign, and so she's starting this fundraising drive, and I hope the community will get behind it and support it, as I hope you will eventually the Children's Museum that we want to get started as well. So anyway, congratulations to Autumn, and thanks to Rick and you know, our New Ventures Lab. They have office space in New Ventures Lab right now, once again helping startups getting going. So with that, we'll open for public comment, and we have three members of the public here. So if there's anything you'd like to share, add, comment on, please step forward, give us your name, and give us your comment.
Good evening.
Marty.
Marty, that is a nice jacket.
Marty Schindler. I just want to follow back up on the conversation I just heard come down from Josh. And I mean, all respect with Josh. He's a close friend of mine. And, you know, nothing more than I want to see that project just go forward as it was originally evolved. What my concern is, as a taxpayer, there was some give and take on the project on all sides of what, and I'm only looking at the aftermath here of what I heard today. Josh had received the property based on the contingencies of some due diligence over a year ago, and then we're into the middle of end of October now, and it's kind of we're stalled again. And my real concern is the exact subject that was brought up just minutes ago, was that we moved a what I see and have gotten to know Children's Theater as a viable business, and it's been moved out, displaced, with no compensation from anyone in any part, and that my understanding is. And so now we have not only them displaced, they are actually looking to move completely out of the downtown core. The vision was four years ago that they would be in the downtown core, and I know that Chairman Byrd has been a part of that conversation and others for years, and we're gladly today, you know, as Dan pointed out, it looks to me like they've arranged a deal out of the city core. So what's left downtown Meridian as we move through the next few years? We have a really, my personal thought was too, when I first came into downtown Meridian 4 years ago, 2014, was that, you know, we had talked about the destination downtown vision. It was really a hot topic around town. And since then, we've completely strayed away from it. And I see the, you know, I looked at some rough drafts. The city has drawn upon what I see as a new comp plan in the making, actually, that it's been totally set aside. It's no longer talked about, even with the planning department. So I think when you're moving forward, I see no reason, as a developer of over 40 years, there's things that were brought up about easements over there on the property that don't make any sense to me at all. Easements are totally do away with the main sewer trunk. It's been moved down to Broadway. I see no reason that, you know, 703 and 713, is that correct? Can't be one unit, can't become a one unit structure, or should it not be withheld and contingent upon the next phase, which Josh is proposing that you guys win a session about. But I'd certainly like to see something done quickly. It's holding up other things from happening. And I'd like to see, you know, it step forward myself. We'd also like the citizens of the city understand, you know, what's going on. I think we have should have a right. I think there should be transparency behind it, so we understand what we've got coming or what we don't. Hopefully, Josh and his partnership that he's for, sounds like he's forming is will be a successful one. Something we worked out. That's all I've got. And I'll take any questions if that need be.
I have one question, one comment. The point of urban renewal is urban renewal.
Right.
And the tenant, as I know, Autumn, in fact, our company's donating all of the software development to build her whole entire platform to raise money for her land thing. So I know her, and I'm actually supporting her with my own money, actually. But as far as when I put on my urban renewal hat, that wasn't a viable business in downtown. It was this place. That was a business that was paying $1 of rent on a piece of land that wasn't on the tax code, right?
Right.
So even right now, while we don't have a development there, it's at least already returned to the tax code. Okay. And then after that, when it is developed, then it even more achieves the purpose of urban renewal. So, and then the other thing is, the city's been talking destination downtown for a long time, but talk is cheap. You have to start somewhere, right? So
this is
kind of the process. The process is generally ugly a lot of times with development. I would beg a little bit of patience, at least on the public's standpoint right now, on what's going on with Josh and them, because I'm, like I said, I'm happy that he's working with a developer and as a partner, because the bottom line is developers know how to develop generally.
Right.
I would tell you this, though. This is the question. If anybody in the public, if you have financing and you have a plan for developing a project similar to that one and can show up with, you know, the bankers and the plans to do it, not only would we be interested to hear that, I'm actually fairly certain Josh would be interested to hear that.
Sure.
So we kind of, I think right now, is now we have to proceed with where we're at, because it's the only viable one that's presenting itself. There's not a lot of developers presenting a lot of interest in developing in downtown right now. If we start to have more demand, we'll have more options, and I would like to hear those options a lot. I think I could speak to the whole board, right?
Okay,
that'd
be great.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Sure.
Any other public comment? Hearing none, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. Second. Thanks, Rob.
Yep.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?